anthropologist and commentator Meredith Small is looking forward to the Super Bowl, and not just for the uniforms or the commercials.
I walked into the grocery store the other day and was overwhelmed by a 15-foot wall of hot dog buns, soda cans, and potato chips. It was the Super Bowl party display, which, I might add, had just replaced the Christmas holiday treat hut, which in turn had replaced the Thanksgiving Day cornucopia of foods and the former Halloween candy castle. I love it. Finally, in this culture, we have started to live from party to party, festival to festival. I've been waiting for this more continuous celebratory schedule ever since I spent time on the island of Bali in Indonesia. The Balinese are either preparing for a festival, in the middle of a festival, or cleaning up after a festival. No matter when you visit, some celebration is bound to be in full swing somewhere on that island. There are house temple openings, community temple anniversaries, babies' three-month touch-the-ground parties, and the usual spate of birthdays, weddings, and funerals to which everyone is invited. In fact, the whole culture seems to throb with the anticipation of periodic parties. Houses and temples are rather bare until the decorations arrive. And then suddenly there's color, music, food and dance, people talking, singing, or praying. And this cycle of parties is where everyone puts their energy and talent. The taxi driver is an accomplished dancer. The man selling souvenirs in the square is a gamelan orchestral master. The woman cleaning the hotel room makes towers of layered fruit to carry on her head to the temple. Festivals, the Balinese know, are the real meaning of life. Even those cultures with fewer resources, such as hunters and gatherers, know how to party. In the deserts of Botswana, the Kung San, or Bushman, wouldn't consider having a gathering without a trance dance. First, there must be drumming and singing, and a collective spirit of giving yourself up to the moment. And then specially trained healers put themselves into another world, a physical and mental trance that allows them to heal those with ills. They dance about the group, laying on hands, curing as they go. As the party lasts late into the night, diseases are removed and problems are solved. Lives can be changed forever. This kind of festival is both exhausting and exhilarating, and it's certainly more intense than the typical holiday office party in the West. If it were up to me, I'd infuse Western culture with a little bit more of Balinese and Bushman verve. We're sliding into continuous party mode, which is good. And now it's time to make those events the center of our lives. Let's punctuate the celebrations with a little work, rather than the other way around. More fun food, more wild music, and lots more decorations. And how about a trance dance during Super Bowl halftime intermission?
Meredith Small is a professor of anthropology at Cornell University.